The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, Bengals fans. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Let's talk a little bit about the Super Bowl, and unfortunately, not going to be there this year for the Bengals. Instead, we've got a team that the Bengals beat and a team that the Bengals only lost by a score to on the road, nonetheless, with Jake Browning at quarterback when, at a time when it was thought that all was lost. So, really, really frustrating. When you think about it in those terms, that, man, the Bengals are just as good as these teams. Obviously, had some struggles, had some injury problems, and one particularly big injury problem, obviously, that jumps off the page at you in the way of one Mr. Joseph Lee Burrow. But, yeah. Really, really annoying, because you think, man, like, they were good. They had a shot. They had some tools. Now we know things are going to start to change. Things have already started to change with Callahan, but they will lose some key players to free agency this year. Which ones? We'll have to wait to find out. But we know it's going to happen. And time to reset. I mean, I kind of see the Callahan thing almost as a good thing for that reason, because there's something in your brain that says, you know, like, just like I did, hey, we were good enough to win last year, you know, and we just need to have Joe Burrow healthy, and like it's almost a form of complacency, you know, where you could say, all right, well, let's roll it back with this crew, but now you've got, even though Pitcher was in the room, even though Taylor calls the plays, now you've got just a different meld. I don't know if that's the right word, but you know, you're coming from a little bit of a different place, you know, with a different voice in the room, different perspective, even though they're internal. Again, Callahan out of there, like it just makes things change a little bit, so hopefully, you know, that renews that drive and that passion, and you know, hopefully some ideas that Pitcher had that weren't getting pushed forward are getting pushed forward now, and we see some fucking shit, you know, some cool stuff coming out of this. So anyway, back to the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes, hell of a football player. He was my number one guy coming out, and I said this. I have no idea. I feel like everybody with a blog or a podcast hated Mitch Trubisky. It was so weird. I feel like it was like only like the real NFL guys that like Mitch Trubisky. They all seem to friggin' love him though, and we know how that turned out. In my mind, it was Watson. It was Mahomes. I thought Watson was a pure prospect. I thought he was the safer bet. You know, obviously didn't know him personally. But I think he was the more complete guy. I think he was a little bit more of a sure thing. And I thought Mahomes was a guy who needed a little bit of development. He ended up going to the perfect place. You know, people talk about, well, the Browns could have had him. Well, the Bengals could have had him. You know, sure. Would he be Patrick Mahomes right now? I don't know. Like, without Andy Reid? Without that year off? Would he have gotten screwed up if you threw him out, you know, behind a Cedric Ubuehi offensive line? I don't even remember if those two people line up time-wise. But either way, it wasn't going to be good. So, yeah. We don't appreciate the situation the players go into enough. And that dude was in a perfect one. Don't get me wrong. I'm not calling him a system quarterback. And I am not trying to dissuade or take away any of the credit which he rightfully deserves for being the best quarterback in the NFL right now. I'm sorry. I hope to say it's Joe someday soon, but we don't have a leg to stand on. You can say you want Joe, you don't want him, and that's fair. And I will say that, but we can't make that argument right now that Burrow is better than Mahomes. It's a homer pick. So, anywho, look, Mahomes is great. He earned it. He deserves it. But, again, he had some opportunities. He took advantage of them, but he had some opportunities. And that's, you know, the sort of thing we talk about, like Brady, you know, like people act like, because Belichick has not been good. has not fared well without Brady, and Brady won a Super Bowl without Belichick. People like to act like, Brady carried him. Well, no, Brady didn't carry him. He taught Brady probably 90% of what Brady knows about football. And, you know, the flipping defense carried him to the first Super Bowl. Like, it's not that simple is what I'm trying to say. Like, neither of those guys would be who they were today without each other. They might both have Super Bowl rings, but they wouldn't both have a handful. Like, I really doubt it. So anyway, I digress. Mahomes, if he didn't have a Super Bowl, because I like him and I appreciate him, I would want him to win it. Kind of wanted Lamar to win one, because I do like and appreciate Lamar. I hate the Ravens. We've talked about this. I hate the Ravens, but I do like him and appreciate Lamar. I wish he would have gone somewhere else last year and then he could cheer for him, but whatever. Mahomes has got two. He doesn't need to be adding to that, right? Like, I'm done with that. Like, he needs to not have three before Burrow has one. So, I am freaking Team Niners. Let's get Brock Purdy that ring. I don't care if Brock Purdy has one before Joe does, because nobody's making that claim, all right? I want a real competition over the next decade, and I want the Bengals, you know, right up there, and I want Mahomes and Burrow's numbers to not be drastically different from each other when it comes to winning ships. So I don't want Mahomes to win, because I want Burrow to win one first. That's a long and short of it for me. I've heard, like, there was this thing going around freaking Twitter the other day, like, it was, you know, it was with the Bills matchup, and it was like, hey, you know, Josh Allen is Peyton Manning and Patrick Mahomes is Tom Brady. Well, fuck that. Neither one of them is either one of those guys, all right? Like, those are like weird, terrible comps. I mean, I guess, like, we're calling Mahomes Brady because all he does is win, but I guess, but he's got two, which is very good. Not Brady numbers, but very, very good. Don't get me wrong. And, you know, again, that's why you can't really compare Mahomes to Brady in that way, because he's very far off. Just like, hey, we can't really compare Burrow to Mahomes, because, you know, He's not there. You know, like, you don't have the leg to stand on with that argument right now. So, going back, I feel like I'm all over the place with this thing. Man, I really should have freaking written something down to rehearse this shit. I'm sorry. Anyway, Also, why is Alan Manning? In what world is Alan Manning? That doesn't make any friggin' sense. Like, maybe Alan is Drew Brees. He can play for the Bills, right? Alan is... No, oh, fuck. Not Drew Brees. That was a terrible one. Drew Bledsoe, once again, read the script, write a script, you know, practice before you start recording your podcast. What have you not? Not even a term. I need coffee. But Bledsoe... He's a Drew Bledsoe. He's a big arm guy, a big number guy. Like, he hasn't proven he can really win stuff, though. Right? So, yeah. That might be a better comparison. And, you know, play style-wise, obviously, Manning and Brady don't really stack up. They're the antithesis of each other. Both great. But the antithesis of each other. Anyway, I don't want, like, and then there's, like, Burrow was Ben Roethlisberger. What does that even mean? I don't even freaking get that. Like, I don't, is it supposed to be an insult? It shouldn't be. Like, it's not. I don't know. It didn't make any freaking sense to me, like, what any of that crap meant. I'm going to be just comp to comp, and it's freaking stupid. Like, we just love to compare things. We just love to put things in boxes. We just love to label. Like, let them be their freaking own thing. But Mahomes can't get a third before Burrow gets his first, or it won't be shit. It won't be anything. All right? It doesn't matter. That's where I'm at. Like, I'm not anti-Chiefs. I'm anti, Chiefs gaining on that. I want the Bengals to be the team of the 20s. It sounds weird. Man, it sounds like we're freaking rocking zoot suits and in a Grandpa Simpson flashback or some shit. But I want them to be the team of the 20s, and I want to be able to, you know, make a legitimate case that, you know, that Burrow's the guy. You know, so Burrow needs to step up. They need to win that ring, you know, get that first one, and you know, I'm not saying that they need to even have more than the Chiefs in the long run. I'm just saying let's keep it close, and then you never know what's gonna happen, right? Let's get to the fourth quarter. Let's see how this thing goes, baby. So I don't know. I'm rambling on enough for today, though. I think. Tweet at me if you disagree. I am Matt Minnick. This was Coach Speak, and happy near off season. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Just be a fan, have some fun. Don't be shitting on Tay-Tay. She doesn't deserve it. She's out there supporting. And who day?